Marcie. That's my name, Marcie.
Welcome to Storm the Perfect, a Bleeding Heart podcast. My name is Dave Von Beeker, and over 12 episodes, I'll be talking to local artists to find out how perfection affects their work and their lives. I'll pursue the perils and promise of perfection, and I want to find out if perfection is a worthy goal in art making, and if it even really exists. This series will be exactly 12 episodes, each running exactly 12 minutes. To my mind, this is perfect. As long as I can remember, when I'd have to think of a random number, the first number in my head would be 12. I don't know why, but there are 12 months in a year, 12 hours in a day, 12 hours in a night, 12 disciples, 12 eggs in a dozen, unless, of course, you're a baker. Then there's 13. A bonus, something better than perfect. So 12 episodes bi-weekly will also take us straight to Bridge Songs Perfect on June 18th, 2015. But we'll come to Bridge Songs later. First, I want you to meet Marcie Rohr. Welcome to Storm the Perfect, Episode 1, Marcie Rohr on the Edge.
Artist. Well, in your head, what okay. Does that look like? I would definitely have a yurt. I would paint in a yurt. I just love them.
And
I
think a yurt is like
a little roundhouse, like okay. A nomadic roundhouse. Okay. My ideal is like it comes from within me. So if I'm like impatient or grumpy or tired or like if I'm not in a good mood, then I'm not going to be a good painter. Like my ideal is when I'm like. I have to be, like, listening to music that makes me feel positive about the world. So, like, I love dancing, so, like, dance music. Or, like, I love, like, even, like, the beauty of, like, classical or opera or the emotional balm of worship music. All those kind of things. Like, something that's, like, healing my heart or, like, pulling me up. And then that it doesn't matter where I am. That's ideal, and also good lighting. I just this year got a new, like, day lamp.
Yeah.
And it's helped me so much. Like I can't even believe. Sometimes I turn it off, and I'm like, I can't. I was painting in the dark for like years, 10 years. I don't need much. I've thought about like, oh, should I get a studio space and stuff? But honestly, I feel like. My process, it has to be homemade. It has to come from my home. It has to come from my heart. My heart is where my home is.
Yeah.
And those things are inseparable. And I love the idea of my home becoming this incubator for this work. A sterile, white, concrete floor studio with big windows. Like, what would be in there that could tell me about my journey? Like, what could be in there that could inform my process? I don't know. So maybe one day I'll feel like moving towards that, but right now I love having my work just be created in my home.
So Marcie Rohr is a visual artist, and currently her show Inner Core is on display at the Bleeding Heart Art Space. You may have had an opportunity to see it at the Deep Freeze Festival this past weekend. It's a series of 8 paintings that Marcie's been working over the last couple of years. I sat down with Marcie and asked her about perfection, about her process, and about that pesky, unfinished edge.
An edge that I can see from the outside window walking by on the street.
Yes, we put it in a very prominent place where the light was shining on this edge. So it's like a wraparound canvas, and yeah, the edge is only half finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found it interesting that watching you react to that and kind of we had that first conversation and I was like, do you want to take it home, do you want to fix it? Oh no, it's okay, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting a
message from you later. So,
I really want to fix it. Yeah, it's bugging me. Before I walked into the gallery to see all my art on the walls, like that was the first thing. Like it just like laser beam jumped out at my eye. Like I'm walking by and I'm just like, oh, I didn't finish that edge. Like just I didn't notice the beautiful other aspects of all how nicely it was all set up like that. And so I came in and I was just like, I need to finish that edge.
Yeah.
But I know from my time at like Art Walk and other places that it's so funny how the most obvious things to an artist are like they just other people totally don't notice at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sold paintings, like I told you, with imperfect edges and offered to fix them, and people are like, oh, no, that's a part of the unique beauty of it. And I've heard people say that, like, in our world that is so we're used to objects and things that are not handmade and perfectly out of molds, that like those little imperfect aspects of our work or of our whatever it is, that they're actually refreshing. Like, you know, you just have to let it go, right?
But you are going
to
finish that edge when you get home.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I feel like it bothered you more than the fact that I spelled your name wrong.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it was my thing, not you. Like,
interesting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So a small mistake that you make is more important than a big mistake that someone else.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care what other people do. I'm way too absorbed with my own process to really even notice.
Nice.
When we do an art show at the Bleeding Heart Art Space, we order vinyl to stick on the wall. I picked it up way over on the West End with one day to go. We were to install it the next morning, and I came back to the space and I left it there. And it was the next morning when I finally took it apart and unrolled it that I realized something horrific. I realized that I had spelled the most important part of the whole thing wrong.
M-A-R-C-I-E. That's my name, Marcy.
It said, New Works by Mars Rohr. The sign became Works by Marcy Rohr, as I had to cut up the N from the word new to make an I for the word Marcy.
I think that the trap is when you have a very set idea of what you want something to be and you can't get there.
The difference between what you perceive as good or the ideal and in your head and what you're actually able to produce.
Mm-hmm. I think because I've had different like so many different influences that are wildly varied in my artistic journey, and so if I just say I want to be exactly like this guy, that's just trouble. That just, I've had like months where I cannot shake one artist out of my mind, and I'm just like, they are the most incredible. Like, I just want to be like them. I don't care. Like, I'm not influenced by anyone else. That's dangerous. Like, I have to step back and be like, there's other, like, just relax and look at the whole spectrum. But as far as what you're saying, imagining what I could be producing and then producing it, I know that when I was in university, I was making the stuff that I wanted to be making about 4 years before that. And I know that it the time amount shortened. I could see that happening. That I was like, I imagined, because I've had such strong perceptions of what, like, seasons of glimmers, I should say, these really strong perceptions of what I could be. And then it would get washed away by all the other outside influences or one specific person or whatever. But when I had those moments where I know what it's almost like a vision of what I could be doing. And then I would usually do that about 3-4 years later. So I do feel like I am actualized to the extent that the work that I'm producing is not, it's not Paul Klee, it's not that same style, but it's, I can stand by it and I'm proud of it, and I don't wish it was anything else.
Mm.
I'm and that's new. Like, that's probably within the last year.
Yeah.
That everything I do, I'm like, I can vouch for it. There's a lot of thought behind it, and I love it for what it is and not for what I wish it was.
So would you say it's perfect? Would you say that you've perfected kind of your technique? Or is it something different?
I would say it's something different in that nothing nothing is perfect. Nothing. No single thing is perfect ever. But it's perfectly alive, and it perfectly speaks a message, and it perfectly speaks to people. I feel that it does have that ability to draw people in, and I think that without the distraction of amateur kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is, for me, that is perfect. That is a beautiful thing.
That just about wraps up the first episode of Storm the Perfect. But before we go, I want to tell you a little bit about Bridge Songs Perfect. And I want to ask you to submit your art. Bridge Songs is an event we do every year. And our theme this year is perfection, or perfection. We want you to wrestle with the idea of what makes a piece of art perfect, whether perfect is a worthy goal, whether perfect even exists. We want you to wrestle with the idea of perfectionism, perfection in life, or the lack thereof. And we want you to write songs and stories about it. We want you to write a monologue about it. We want you to do a dance about it, make a film about it, do a painting about it, take a picture about it. And we want you to send that art to art@bleedingheartartspace.com. You can find all the submission information, the deadlines, the forms at bridgesongs.ca. That's bridgesongs.ca. Please send us your work. We would love to show it at Bridge Songs Perfect. I'm Dave Von Beeker. I'm far from perfect. And I wish you 2 weeks of art, faith, hope, and love until we meet again.